Welcome to Absolute Alignment with Christy L. Biga, when success feels easy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And now your host, Christy L. Biga.
Hi, everyone. Welcome for this new show on the Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Christy L. Biga, your host, and I'll be here with you every first and third Friday of the month to discuss about absolute alignment when success feels easy. It's going to be all about alignment and helping you getting the tools that will, you know, allow you to create the success you want to create in your life, in your business, in your spirituality, and any area of your life. It's really important, especially during the times we are going through, scary times, challenging times for some, and confusing times also. So I believe this platform will be another resource available for you to find within yourself the keys, the answers, all the questions going on in your mind right now, how to get through this, how to make it happen, how to still be able to create the life I really want to live in. Because some people, a lot of people were surprised by everything happening right now. They were not expecting it, and can be, you know, challenging to figure out new ways or best ways to still enjoy the life we're living in, create the kind of success we really want in this life. Because ultimately, I believe we all want success. We want successful relationships. We want a successful business. We want successful careers. We want good health. We want all of that. But how to create it? How to make sure that regardless of what is happening outside of ourselves, we are still in control. We still have the power at the end of the day to make a decision, to create anything we want. And that is what this show is going to be about. Taking you into the journey of remembering that within you lies something really special, something really unique, that if you just tap into, you'll be able to be in charge, be in control of your reality, of your life. And you will ultimately be able to create it. That's ultimate power, knowing and remembering that you can create it. You don't have to let it happen. You can actually create it for yourself, whatever you want. And today's show title or topic is What's Possible? How to tap into your infinite potential? Because as I was saying, there is something in you that is limitless, powerful. That divine piece of yourself is your infinite potential. How to tap into it? And what is possible for you today, right now, regardless of where you are standing, regardless of what is going on, what is possible? What is available for you? What is available within you to allow you to create that life you are meant to live or you desire to achieve? And for this show, I have three amazing guests that will help you through that journey with their own experiences, with their own stories. And then we will talk about spirituality and other modalities that will help you go back within, because that's the biggest piece in this journey of creating the success you ultimately want. You first have to decide what it is that you want for yourself. Remembering that for some is challenging because, again, the world is so loud out there that this situation we are going through right now in the world is kind of a blessing in disguise, because it allows us to sit for a little minute and think or reflect or go back within and ask the real questions. What it is that I want? And ultimately, do I have what it takes to create it? Am I capable of, you know, making that happen? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. And I don't want you to believe that it's hard, because at the end of the day, it's not that hard. It's not. It's really available for you. It's available. It has always been available. So we are going to just, on this platform, give you the tools that will help you remember that everything that you want, you have always wanted and you desire, have always been available for you at any given moment. And I want to share with you a little story that probably you know, or maybe you don't know, of a young man that was from a wealthy family. And at some point, he decided that he doesn't want to live under his father anymore. And he asked to his father to give him his part of the heritage. He had just one brother. So he said, I want my share of the heritage and go live my life. Ultimately, the father allowed him to go because the guy wanted to go figure it out on his own. It was too easy. Everything was just there. So he wanted to kind of prove to himself that he can figure things out on his own without his dad, without, you know, just enjoying what was available for him. So he left and things went really tough. He lost everything he had, ended up struggling, barely having something to eat or a place to sleep. And it was a tough time. That's a journey most people go when they forget that home, everything is available. Home, everything is there just for you to reach and access it and enjoy it. Home is within you. How far away are you from home? Maybe that's why the struggle is so real, because people say that all the time, the struggle is real. How real is the struggle right now? It's so real for you because you're far away from home, because home is not hard. Home, everything is available. Home, wealth, happiness, joy, all of the things are available for you to just enjoy it. Don't have to figure things out on your own. It's available and it's within you. That divine piece of yourself has everything you have ever wanted, all the answers, all the hows, all the when, and all of those things, joy, peace, happiness, fulfillment, success, and all of the things. But how far away are you from home? That's probably why the struggle seems so real. So that young man finally remembered that, hey, I don't have to struggle. I don't have to suffer. I don't have to keep doing this to myself. I can simply go back home and tell my dad, okay, I lost all the money you gave me. And I'm willing to even just be a servant in your house, you know, just because I know here, even servants have a beautiful, amazing life. So I'm going back home to access that because it's available there. Over there, there is no struggle. Over there, I don't have to figure things out on my own because the heavy lifting is done already for me. I just have to enjoy it. So that's the journey I'm inviting you with this show, to go back within, where all the wealth, the peace, the happiness, the joy is available and has always been. You went away from home to try to figure things out on your own. And every day we are in that struggle, like, how can I do this? How can I make this happen? We make it so hard on ourselves. When at the end of the day, shouldn't we? When we just remember that, hey, if I just go back home and reconnect to that source of everything, for that guy in that story was his dad that has created all that wealth already, for him to never have to worry about it. But the guy went away from home and it became hard. So let's go back home. Let's go back to that divine piece of ourselves that knows all the answers, that has figured everything out for ourselves. And we just have to tap into it and decide what we want to create, what we want to enjoy, what we want to experience. So that's really what this show is going to be about. And I want you to really join us in this journey because it's a beautiful journey. Anything is possible for you. And I want you on this episode to just see what's possible for you. And that's what we're going to do with all my guests here. We'll show you what's possible for you and give you tips and tools to tap into that infinite potential you have within you to make it happen for yourself, within yourself, to create the success you want, you ultimately desire, and you have been longing for and been trying so hard to achieve. What if you didn't have to struggle? What if you didn't have to try so hard? What if it was that easy, simple, to just go back home and tap into it? So we are going to start on that topic with my first guest. That will be Sandy Foster. I will introduce her lately, just after the break. We have a break right now. And right after the break, I will have with me Sandy Foster, beautiful soul, that will share with you beautiful tips and tools. If you're into the law of attraction, you want to stay tuned because she's a wildly, wildly successful woman and she knows how to do it. So stay connected, stay tuned, and let's meet right after the break. Bye.
And we're clear.
Okay, did I go too early for the break?
No, not really.
Okay.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Living a richly abundant life? Sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, welcome back to the second part of the show. And as you can notice, I have with me now my beautiful guest, an amazing, amazing soul, beautiful human being, beautiful outside in.
Thank you.
She's here. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Christian.
She's here with us today as she's an energy and spiritual alchemist and much more than that. We were discussing about that during the break. She has so many, you know, titles, hats that I will allow her to introduce herself to you guys and also share with you what story that can empower you, because today's topic, as I was mentioning, is what's possible for you, how to tap into your infinite potential. And I don't know anyone else better than Rayan that can really help you tap into your infinite potential. I know her personally, so I know this is going to be good. So really pay attention. I want you to help me welcome Rayan Shi. Hi, Rayan.
Thank you. Hi. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad you reached out to me. Yes, this is so up my alley. So my name is Rayan Shi. I am a shadow work coach. I am a best-selling author. I am a spiritual guide, energy alchemist. There's a lot of things that I have accomplished in my life. So I do help others elevate and higher consciousness and also recognize their power within. So I know the bio that you have is a little bit long, so this is kind of just to make it nice, short, and sweet. So we're right here, yeah. Right up the alley. So, and if they wanted to find out more, then they could obviously check me out on my website. But that's in a nutshell. I know, it's like, we got to get straight to the point. You know what I mean?
Yes, totally. So, and you were sharing with me this morning that you received a message, especially that you want to share on this show in relationship yes. to the topic, which is really helping people tap into their infinite potential and discover what's possible for them.
Exactly. So, you know, this, when you told me about this, it was kind of like, I just knew that it was like, yes, this is the answer from the universe. This is the next step. And so it was like a no-brainer for me to say, yeah, of course, absolutely. But then not giving it a whole lot of preparation, it was just kind of going with the flow. And this morning, it was like coming through so strongly. And so the banner, or, you know, it was like easy way to success. Is there really an easy way to success? Can success be easy? And so what came in this morning from the guidance was clarity, okay? There's other ways to success, but the one thing that I can personally give to others who may be wanting to get out of their 9-to-5 job or wanting to open an online business or going to a different venture is having that clarity. Because I'm going to tell you why it's so important, because if I knew about this, but I wasn't very sure. And you don't have to be 100%, but having the clarity as in who you're serving, who, what, where, the how, you leave it up to the universe. Because if you're going to say, how am I going to get there? How am I going to get there? How am I going to get there? You already, that we're getting on the wrong foot. Okay. The focus is off already. So how you create this clarity is having some kind of strategy or a plan. Anywhere you get into anything, you want to be clear on who this is for. So for some people, you know, they want to make money. Okay. So you want to make money. I want to make more money. That's why I want to do this. Okay. Let's take it a step further and let's be a little bit more clear. Why? You want to make more money. If you're a parent and you have children, it's very clear that you're going to want to do this because you want it for your children, right? Or you want to leave a legacy. And then you can expound on that, because the clearer you are, this is what I've learned, is the clearer I get with everything, the quicker it is for me to take the next step. Because people ask me, how do you know what to do? I know what to do because I'm clear with where I want to go. And so God, who creates the bridge of incidents, universe, God, great mystery, however you want to call this divine, beautiful, magnificent source, creates the bridge of incidents. And this is where you act. And when, because you have clarity, you know that's exactly for you to act on it. So it gets you to the next step. Make sense? Right? I mean, it's like we got to really keep it simple, you know, and clarity is number one on my ways to success. And number two would be patience. But we're talking about clarity right now.
I love how you say you have to keep it simple. Mm-hmm. You have to keep it simple. And again, don't get caught up on the how, because as you say, the how doesn't belong to you. You don't have to know how.
Yeah.
You just have to know what you want. That's the clarity piece.
Yeah.
Why you want it.
Yeah.
Still going deeper into clarity.
Uh-huh.
And just be ready.
Exactly.
Be ready, because the how is going to come to you.
Yeah, it's true. And the more clarity we get, right, it's like you already know what the next step is, because it's obvious. It's in alignment with where you're going. As long as it's in alignment with where you're going, it's so easy to take that next step. And really being fearless with taking that step, because this creates more trust within yourself and with the universe. And this impresses the subconscious, like, listen, we're working together, honey. We're working together, so let's make this happen. Like, things have not, like, propelled. As soon as I started to have crystal clear, like more clarity, and you don't have to do it. You don't have to just start small. Like, let's say you started a business and you're pretty clear that you want clients. Start with five. I'm pretty clear that I want five coaching clients. And then the time frame, because our ego mind cannot fathom universal time, because the ego mind, conscious mind, is on linear. And there's no way in hell, if you're going to focus on linear time, you've already, it's like almost like a defeat, because you're going to be frustrated.
Yes,
then when because when you actually like live in that and focus on where you're going and having that clarity, time becomes faster. And then you look back, you're like, oh my God, I did all this in like 3 months. Oh my God, I did all this in 1 year, versus actually focusing on that linear time. It's never going to come. It's never going to come. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yes. And it's so beautiful that you mentioned the time piece, mm-hmm. because it's our fear of failure that makes us realize it has to happen now, because if not, maybe it will never happen.
Yep.
It's really important to step into that trust, just lean back. And as we're saying, when you get clear on what you want, you know why you want it, lean back and allow the house to come to you and just act on, take aligned action. Every time the universe or God, whatever you believe in, sends something on your way, because you're in that space of clarity, you will always know, this is my next move, because it will feel good to you. Your whole being will say yes to it. Exactly. But then don't get caught up in the time, because it can happen today or in 10 years. It's always perfect.
It's always perfect.
When you're in that trust, you know without a doubt it's happening.
Yes.
So you don't need to worry when it's going to happen, because like you're not sure. So you want to know when, because you're not sure. Maybe it will happen, maybe it will not. But when you know without a doubt that is happening, you don't even worry about the timing, because you know it's happening.
Period. Yeah, it's so true. Like you don't ever, like the trust is knowing that everything is well. So if you have trust and you have perfect faith, then what does time have to do with anything? And it's true, it can happen today or it can happen in 10 years, but either way, it's like you're already given all the steps. And when you went back to failure, that's another part. That was another thing in this Ways to Success, is embracing the failures, because the failures is the lessons. And this is what's gonna make us better and to grow. And once we get that failure, figure it out, move on. Don't dwell on that failure. Failure's good. I like it when a failure happens right away. I feel like it's such a blessing, you know, because then I can make it better right then and there. Better now than later, you know? So I embrace the failures. So aside from clarity, you know, failure, but I do have a long list of everything that has been so helpful in the process. And if the top three would be clarity, embracing your failures, and patience. Because we live in a world of instant gratification, that dopamine hit, instant, you know?
Yeah, and also not being scared of when it's going to happen is also you enjoying the process.
Yes.
Because we are so focused on the outcome that we miss the journey. We miss the process that takes us there. If we just stay present in the moment, enjoy the process, we never even feel the pressure of when it's happening, because we are enjoying so much the now, and it's happening, whatever is happening, being present, that it happens and we're like, oh, it's here.
Yeah.
We have it. That's really beautiful.
Yes, and exactly. And it's just really, it's so fulfilling to enjoy the process. Mm-hmm. And you can lay your head at night and just feel so good, because you're making that impact. And we do have that infinite potential. And so, yeah.
That's powerful. Thank you so much, Rayanne. So before we leave, do you want to share with the audience where they can connect with you?
Yes, absolutely. I give out so much value to your life, and that is all for free if you go to my YouTube channel, and it's my name, RayannChi, or you can check me out on my website, RayannChi, RayannChi.com, and you can also follow me on Facebook. So yes, if you want more, on spirituality, decoding your reality, awakening to higher consciousness, manifesting magic, and so much more. Check out my YouTube channel.
Thank you so much, Rhea. Thank you.
It's amazing to have you
here.
I love it.
Can't wait. So you guys, I really invite you to check out Rayanne. She's amazing. She's a beautiful soul. Thank you so much, Rayanne. So we are going to take our second break for the show and get back right after with another guest. See you soon.
Bye.
And we're clear.
Yay.
Awesome.
That was awesome.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to our next part of this episode of Absolute Alignment with Crystal, when success feels easy. I'm your host, Crystal Biga. And today's episode, the topic is what's possible, how to tap into your infinite potential. So on this platform, again, we are going to give you all the resources available that we have experienced, me, my guests, to empower you in remembering that anything is possible. You can create the success you want, and all the tools you need, everything is within you, has always been available to you. And today we are going to share how to tap into it. So right now I have another beautiful guest that will talk a little bit about the law of attraction, because that's her specialty, and she's wildly wealthy. So you're on the right spot. Please help me welcome Sandy Foster. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Christelle. So lovely to meet you and see you.
Thank you. So you want to introduce yourself for our viewers, for our listeners, those that don't know you yet?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm from Australia. You may have noticed the accent. And for me, I guess I discovered the law of attraction when I was $100,000 in debt and on welfare. And I really just struggled. I went to seminars, I read books, I did all the practical stuff that you do around creating abundance and being wealthy, but none of it worked for me at all. And I came to realize through the law of attraction that it was because I was always focusing on what I didn't have. And when you focus on what you don't have, you just end up creating more of it. So when I discovered the law of attraction, it was like, okay, I kind of got it. To me, it was more about, oh, this is kind of like positive thinking. And I understood that if you thought about what you wanted, you focused on what you wanted, you put your energy on what you wanted, then you'll be able to attract it into your world. So honestly, thinking, focusing, talking about and putting my energy on what I wanted was so much better than focusing on how my life actually was, because being $100,000 in debt and on welfare was stressful, like so stressful. And I was divorced. I had two small kids. My youngest was 6 months old, and my eldest was 3. So I was really in that place where I just didn't know what I was going to do. You know, I thought to myself, well, if I get another job, I might be able to work for the next 10, 20, 30 years and pay off that $100,000. But that didn't seem like fun at all. And I really felt like I'd been born into the wrong body or the wrong life, or like, you know, why was I $100,000 in debt and on welfare when all I really wanted to do was be a millionaire? So it was like, I just felt like, you know, something was really wrong. So I completely grabbed hold of the law of attraction. I completely spent so much time every day really immersing myself in all things to do with the law of attraction. I was saying affirmations, I was visualizing, I was spending so much time energetically aligning with what it was I wanted that I guess the universe just couldn't ignore me. It was like I just did it so much that everything turned around, like bit by bit. It didn't suddenly happen overnight. I didn't win the lottery or anything, but bit by bit, things began to turn around and I began to attract people and opportunities and circumstances and all these things into my life that allowed me to completely transform my money situation. And so for me now, what my greatest passion is showing other people, doesn't matter what your situation, because I figure I dropped out of school in grade 11. I didn't even finish high school, so I didn't have any great education behind me. Pardon me. So for me, there was no great education. I didn't have any connections, didn't know anyone with money, so I couldn't borrow any money. I didn't know anyone who was wealthy. I didn't know anyone who'd built a great business, so I couldn't get any advice. You know, I wasn't the sort of person you would typically think would be able to go from welfare to millionaire. So I figure that if I've been able to do it, absolutely anyone can. And it really comes down to being very conscious and very aware of where your energy is, where your focus is, what your conversations are, what you're talking to others about, what you're thinking in your head, all the things where that make up who you are, body, mind, and spirit. You've got to align all of that with what you want. And it's so much more fun. Like no matter what your circumstances are, when you're focusing on what you truly desire and you're imagining that you already have it, it feels so much better than focusing on your actual situation. So, you know, to me, I reckon if you understand the law of attraction and you understand focus and energy and vibration, then spend as much time as you can imagining what it is you desire has already come to be. And then you're just lining up with the universe. You're lining up with that energy. You're lining up with what you want. And as I said, people, circumstances, events, they'll all kind of conspire and line up to bring you what you desire. So for me, you know, discovering the law of attraction has been an absolute blessing.
So just for people that are not really into the law of attraction, because for some people it's kind of woo-woo and they want to stay...
It is a bit woo-woo.
Yeah, they want to stay realistic. They want to, you know, stay in the reality and try to fix things and figure it out, find solutions. Mm-hmm, what do you have to tell those people?
You know what? It's got to be a combination of both. You can't sit around and meditate and visualize all day long and expect things to drop into your lap. But if all you're doing is all the doing and all the action without getting your mindset in the right place, then you're not going to get the results you want. I mean, I guess everyone understands elite athletes and they understand that they do a lot of physical training. They do a lot of training to get to that level that they want to. But what people don't understand is all the elite athlete training centers around the world teach mindset techniques, teach visualization, teach them to see the end result that they want, because they understand the power of the brain. So whilst, yes, the law of attraction seems very woo-woo, it is now based, because science has advanced so much, it is based in quantum physics, and they understand that on an energetic level, we are just all these tiny little vibrating energy packets. That's what makes up our body. That's what makes up everything, whether it's the chair you sit on, whether it's the book you're reading, whether it's us, whether it's your thoughts. Everything is made up of this energy, and that energy is just vibrating really fast. And when you align your energy, and that is your thoughts and your emotions, with what you want, then they become magnetic and you're able to draw it to you. So whilst it sounds very woo-woo, I know from experience, you know, I was $100,000 in debt and on welfare, and I used the law of attraction. It wasn't my fabulous skills, because I didn't have any skills. It wasn't, you know, the connections. It wasn't the money, because I didn't have any of that. I used the law of attraction to go from welfare to millionaire. So all I can say is it absolutely works.
It works. You are proof of that being a real thing. And what I love about what you said is the what is happening in your brain and how we are all energy. Mm. And because when we talk about energy, sometimes it's kind of vague in people's minds. What does that even mean, becoming the energetical match of what it is that you want? Where is the energy piece you're working on? And you touch on the brain, but the rest of our being is all energy, right? Exactly. We are vibrating at a certain level. That's why we can touch our body. It's just the energy is vibrating at different level, different, you know, frequencies.
Yeah.
But can you just talk a little bit more about energy? I know you explained the brain piece that you use for the law of attraction. How about the energy piece of it?
So I guess I love this saying by Wallace Wattles. Now, if you've watched The Secret or read the book The Secret, which really allowed the law of attraction to be, I guess, exposed to so many people, that in that book, or that particular book, was inspired by another book that was written back in, I think it was 1910, like it was decades ago, like it was centuries ago. And it was written by a man called Wallace Wattles. And he said, and in that book, it was called The Science of Getting Rich. And in that book, he said, by thought, the thing you desire is brought to you, but by action, you receive it. So when it comes to lining up your energy, so many people are thinking about what it is they want. They understand that what they think about, what they put their focus on, they can then attract into their life. So they're doing that energetic side of it. They're putting the order out there, if you will. But what they're doing is they're not taking action. So by thought, the thing you desire is brought to you. So it's there in the metaphysical. It's there in the, and metaphysical is just beyond the physical. It's not some woo-woo, weird hippie thing. So it's there in the metaphysical. But then the other side of that is by action you receive it. So you have to take action. And that's almost like confirmation to the universe that you totally believe that what you desire is going to come. And, you know, and the other side of that is your conscious, logical mind can be kind of appeased because you're taking action and your logical mind can go, oh, okay, we're going to make this happen. Whereas if all you do is sit around and, you know, and expect it, as I said, to drop into your lap, then your conscious mind doesn't believe it's going to happen and the universe isn't hearing your order because you're not actually taking action. So you've really got to get your thoughts aligned with what you want. And that really means, I think people think they have to think 24 hours a day about what it is they want to create and attract, whereas it's really more about your predominant mental attitude has to be on what you want. And for some people, they might say, well, what does that even mean? I don't understand. Well, think about when I was $100,000 in debt and on welfare. Very, very challenging to think about being a millionaire and think about being wildly wealthy when you're $100,000 in debt and on welfare. It's like there's just such a disconnect. And that's why I created so many exercises and processes and you know, they're all in my book. I ended up writing a book, How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast. And I created all these different exercises, processes, and things that I could do that would keep my focus on what it was that I wanted to create, which was the opposite of what I was. I was $100,000 in debt and on welfare, wanted to be a millionaire. So I kept doing those things all the time. And it's not, as I said, not 24 hours a day. It's simply, you know, think of it as a scale. So if you're thinking about what you don't want, thinking about how it actually is, thinking about, you know, your past this much of the time and then thinking about what you truly desire this much of the time, it's like a car with the brakes on and off. Like you, it's like you press the accelerator or the you know, you're trying to go and then you're pressing the brake at the same time. It's just like you're not getting anywhere. But when you focus more on what you do want and less on what you don't want, that's when the energy shifts and that's when you start to attract what you want. So it's not 24 hours a day. It just has to be more than. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And then taking aligned action, of course. So thank you so much, Sandy. It was amazing to have you here. So just quickly tell the viewers and the listeners where they can get in contact with you.
Sure. Thank you so much, Christelle. I hope I've inspired a few people to understand that no matter where you are, you can completely transform your world. You can find out more about me at wildlywealthy.com.
Thank you so much, Sandy. It was a pleasure to have you. So we're going to take a quick break and have our last guest for today. See you soon.
Thank you.
Shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
It's all about just empowering you to remember that it's possible for you, it's possible, and the tools are available, not out there for you to go figure out on your own, but within yourself. And today I have with me amazing guests that are just taking you to that journey of tapping within you and finding the tools that create a magic, make the magic happen. And right now I have with me, Tonya Mitchell. She's beautiful. I know her because I'm in one of her Facebook groups. She's just so much into the feminine energy that after listening to her, you will be a different person. So please help me welcome Tonya. Hi, Tonya.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really happy to have you on the show. And please, do you mind introducing yourself for the listeners and the viewers that don't know you yet?
Yes. So my name is Tonya Vanden Molenburg, and I am a feminine energy coach. I've been doing this for a little over a year, and it's really been truly transformative for so many women.
Awesome. So just for today's topic, how can you really help our listeners, the women, because I know that's your audience out there, how can you help them tap into their infinite potential in order for them to see what's possible and actually create it for themselves?
Fantastic. I first want to introduce feminine energy because I feel that that's something that a lot of women don't quite even know that they have. And feminine energy is such a strong component in truly understanding your fullest potential. Your feminine energy is something that is in you already. And it's usually things that society and certain limiting beliefs keeps you from igniting within yourself. You have certain things that keeps that energy from being highly vibrational and from really, really elevating you to everything that you're meant to have. And when you tap into that and you get into that loving space, that positive space, that unstoppable space, that really helps to connect you to everything that you have capable within your life. All of those things that you make up excuses for and to say, I can't do that because I was raised here, or I can't be that because I don't know where to start. Tapping into your feminine energy really helps you to connect to that awesome, positive, glorious energy that you already have that's been stifled. And when you really tap into that, it's just boundless. Your life is boundless. You can do whatever you want. And not only that, but feeling like you can, really getting that down in your core, in your spirit, that you can truly feel that feeling of being free, breaking free from all of those things that's been keeping you back.
I love that because you mentioned the feminine energy, and I want just for you to explain, because you are the expert, is feminine energy a woman's thing? Or everybody has the feminine, and how to tap into that? Because the way you explain it, when we tap into our feminine energy, we really get access to freedom to create anything we want. So how do we know if we are connected and if we are, you know, really taking advantage or tapping into our feminine energy in order to create that magic?
Wonderful. So first things first is everyone has feminine energy. Regardless if you're male or female, it really has to do more so with how much of it you have. So men tend to have more masculine energy and women tend to have more feminine energy. Think about yin and yang. You have the curvature that's melded together, but within those larger spaces, you have a little dot of each of the opposite colors. Those little dots represent the small masculine energy that a feminine woman would have in order to create more balance. And it's the same way for men. They have that little dot of feminine energy that keeps them from being cavemen, that keeps them from going nuts and just bludgeoning us over the head like they once did before. So that feminine energy, everybody possesses it. It's really just the amount. And how to tap into your feminine energy is an excellent question. It is a spiritual journey. It is not anything to do with a particular way per se. It's not one way. It really depends on where you are in your life. So if you are already in that space where you feel pretty good, but something's missing, it may be easier for you than it would be for someone who's truly struggling, who's going through a divorce or whatever the case is. So it's really a deep spiritual journey. And how you would go about tapping into that is, number one, quieting your mind. Meditation is such a huge piece of really connecting with who you are by just blanking out your mind from all the to-do list, all of the expectations that people have of you, what your mother said about you all these years, what your ex-husband has to say about how you're doing this, what your kids are nagging you about different things that they want. So blanking out, emptying your mind, stop overthinking. So meditation is a really, really great way. That's one thing that I really, really encourage amongst my women. That's part of my practice, is to getting into that meditation. The second piece is to enjoy pleasurable things. This is so difficult for so many women. They don't understand the connection. They are still in masculine mode of, okay, feminine energy is this, but how am I going to make it work for me? And it does not work for you. It's not a tactic. It is innately, truly who you are. So once you connect to your pleasure sensors, things that make you happy, having a glass of wine with friends, going out on the lake, going out on a boat, going to see a great show, doing things that you always wanted to do that you really took yourself out from doing and saying, I don't have time for that. Make time for pleasure. That is our sensor. As women, we are made to experience pleasure on a level that no other human being or animal could even express, because we have that magical button that really we can press at any time on our own. I don't want to get too into the, you know, but when it comes to our sensuality, when it comes to our sexuality, we experience orgasms and very, very heavily. And that pleasure sensor is innately built into us. It's the only reason why it's there. So we are built for pleasure. We are built to enjoy life. And once you meditate, clear your mind, get out of that space of having to do things for everyone else, and you get into that pleasure sense where you really are on the hunt for being happy, on the hunt for doing things that make you joyful. Because the more joyful you are, the more of it you're going to attract in your life.
That's beautifully explained. And I love how you say, don't try to figure it out. Again, come with the masculine energy. How do I make it work for myself? But just reconnecting with yourself, because it's within you. That was really beautifully explained, Tonya. Thank you so much. So before we let you go, do you want to share with our listeners or viewers how they can, you know, get more access to your wisdom, how they can connect with you?
Yes, absolutely. I am growing exponentially, and I have a group. It is called Vivacious Femmes. It is on Facebook. I would love to have you there, and I will have more information. Everything is budding out right now with my masterclass, with a mini free masterclass that I'm offering as well to get you started on your feminine energy journey. And so if you're part of the group, you are going to be completely connected with all of the blossoming things that's happening right now with Vivacious Femmes, and for yourself. Do it for you. It's definitely time that you shook out of the, you know, whole hum, mundrum, boring way of living, and just to really reignite with who you truly are and everything that is waiting for you.
I love that last sentence, to connect with who you truly are.
Yeah.
Because that's the key to create the magic, just reconnecting, going back within, taking that journey of remembering who you are, what you are really capable of, and experience the magic. Thank you so much, Tonya. This was beautiful, beautiful, you know, a resource that you made available to us. That group, I really invite you to join it if you're not part of the group yet. I'm a member of the group and I know it's powerful. So I really invite you. Thank you so much for all of you guys that join us live today for this show. From next month, we will be going live twice a month, first Friday and third Friday of the month. I will keep you informed about that. And we'll also allow you to send your question, maybe call us during the show to ask your questions live to the guests, to myself, to make it more interactive for you to be able to really, really make the most out of this time together. So thank you so much. Again, this is Absolute Alignment with Crystal, When Success Feels Easy. This is a new podcast on the Transformation Tech Radio, and the podcast will be available on all the platforms where podcasts, you can listen to your favorite podcast. Also on my YouTube channel, Crystal Biga Coaching. So I really invite you to subscribe, join the community, and let's create the life we really want and truly desire. Thank you so much. See you next month. Bye-bye.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.